Here's the depressing bit. From opposition, Liberal Senator Fred Chaney proposed a highly unusual Senate motion calling on the government to reaffirm its support for Pine Gap and the US alliance. It was supported by Labor and so sailed through despite opposition from the crossbenchers. This led to one of Valentine's most depressing moments in the parliament, a meeting with then Foreign Affairs Minister Bill Hayden, later Governor General. Valentine was arguing that Australia should be more independent of the United States in the manner of New Zealand, which had gone nuclear-free and banned warship visits. About 73% of people in New Zealand were living in declared nuclear-free zones before the government actually made that declaration, Valentine recalled later, and I can remember saying to Bill Hayden, we're going to get 70% of the people in Australia opposed to the bases here, and we're going to get 70% of the people in Australia opposed to the foreign warship visits. Hayden replied that public opinion didn't matter. Australia was in too deep with the Americans. It won't work here, she remembered him saying. We're too involved through those bases. You could get 80% here and it won't work. We won't be able to get rid of them.
Bleak. That's fucking bleak. Do we have any power? Do we live in a democracy, Tom?
Nope. Wouldn't have thought so. Would not have thought so. Valentine was absolutely crushed. I didn't tell that to people in public because I thought, how deflating. What are we working for? What are we actually working for? And I felt really upset just talking about it. I feel really upset just talking about it now. There was the foreign minister saying it wouldn't matter how much Australian people protested or made their wishes known that we wouldn't be able to get rid of them. I mean, I knew that actually Bill Hayden was on our side. I do believe that. But there you go.
I guess, yes. I mean, that's right. Like that relationship with the US, particularly on matters of, defence and war, clearly does override public sentiment when you look at the huge, biggest protests in history against the invasion of Iraq.
Yeah.
What did it fucking get us?
And that's really when you're like, protests that don't affect anything, don't do anything, rallies and stuff. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not going to shit on people who organise them. They are good and important. But you actually need a labor movement to go on strike over this stuff. And now that's a crime under Australian law. You cannot go on strike for political reasons. Yeah. Thanks to, I believe Howard changed the law. No, Fraser introduced the kind of solidarity strikes and stuff. But we have a labor government now. The Rudd government could have changed when they did the Fair Work Act and allowed unions to withdraw their labor for political reasons. Didn't do that. Would be nice. But they didn't. I guess it's fucked, isn't it? Because any party coming into government is disincentivized from giving people more power to protest their own actions.
I know. I mean, this is where, the anarchists are sitting at home going, see? Exactly.
This is a serious danger to Australia.